We're holding in Tchilas Chodesh Elul. Israel brought once a marshal. Said there was two people that were called to be a big court case. It was a big shaila. Chayev misa to the government. They're not chayev misa to the malchus. So they got a letter that another 6 months there'll be a mishpat. The first person, 6 months is a mishpat. Takes a couple of weeks till you get to, you know, to the main city. So he went out right away to the main city, tried to find a lawyer. He told him the best lawyer. He made an appointment. Takes another month till you get the appointment. And slowly, slowly, you know, till the mishpat, he got his papers ready, got things organized. But when the Shas HaMishpat will come, he will have his lawyers. The other person said, 6 months, I guess it's right, you know, I'll start to be busy now with the mishpat, and then they will kill me anyways. I will lose also the 6 months and also the mishpat. Shut up the tzai, the baal. Choyl v'shtey, kimocho nombus. The baal v'ket chaparay. So he went to sleep. In the middle of the winter, a month before, he has to go to the mishpat. He goes outside. His wagon is covered with snow, with ice. You know, he starts to work for a couple of days to break it. Because he manages to break it, tries to go. You know, the roads, you can't go on the roads. Everything is full with snow. So he manages to get there. Mamish b'yom mishpat. Says the koyach of the yitzhar hara is the first thing he tells a person. Elu. Whole month, Shoshana, Bez Hashem. This man started, you know, I'm busy with a couple of Muzachim. Bez Hashem, I'll be ready for Rosh Hashanah. I'm not planning, this Rosh Hashanah, I'm taking planning to Mesadr. This Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem, I'll be taking under Rosh Hashanah. I'll be Mesadr, I'll be ready for the Rosh Hashanah. He's really planning. I'm taking me to say, to be ready for Rosh Hashanah. He's taking planning to be ready for Rosh Hashanah. The Baal, he has a month, he doesn't have to rush. He has a whole month. And he wakes up. Some people wake up when they wake up for Slicha. Some people wake up Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some Erev Yom Kippur. Some before Ne'ilah. And then already, what you could get, it's a shvacha lawyer that no one employed him, that is available. You could chap around. There's no chances that Lamaisa you will manage to do Epes B'yom Adin. But this is the avoid of the Tzahore B'chodesh Elul. The first thing is to be a shenim. We take a blow the shofar, uru yesheni mitar de maschem, ve'akitzu. The avoid of a person is to come ready with for a elu. It's like alamol, it's dvorim pshutim. Please, you know, Baruch Hashem, here no one is a apikoyres. Chazal tell us you need 40 days to get ready. You know, Chazal. Say, Ledovid Hashem, you blow a shofar. Chazal say you need 40 days to get ready. 40 days. You get 40 days to prepare yourself. And the person says, Chazal say you need 40 days. I could manage. I don't need 40 days. Chazal know a person needs 40 days to get ready. So Chazal know a person needs 40 days to get ready. But the Yitzhara tells you, Shalom ala nafshi, Shalom ala nafshi. Chazal say, I don't know people that miss 3 days, I don't know how they'll be ready. I'm sure they'll work very hard. So the person has to know be'etzem how to get ready to Yom Adin, to Rosh Hashanah. I want maybe, before we go in, to the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, to the Achoneh, maybe a little bit, I was misera for different reasons for myself this Friday about this in Yomim. And I think when a person is misbeinan and this is in Yomim, you can get a chizuk to the avodas elu. This maise, different reasons Friday I was thinking about it. This maise I heard from Rabbi Feuer. He's the Eben from Rav Gifter. He was a Rav in Miami and Monty now is in the Chemish. Told me this Maisa, Reb Avrom Yaffen, my great grandfather, was the son-in-law of the Alta Minovardok. So after the war, he was the Reish Maetzes Gdeila Atayr in America. So every day he got an invitation. Every person that made a chasana, you know, they got a gun. You know how much Hamish Gdeilim was. I can count them on one finger, not on one hand. Yeah. So the Mele, every day it was 5 invitations, 10 invitations. And, you know, you don't have to be Adam Gadol to get so much invitations every day. Oh, but that was a lot, 5, 10 invitations a day. You know, you never intend to go to these chasanas, you know. Mishkvenegeh. He got his invitation from Sarov. He said somewhere, it's a chasana. He never heard about the Rav. He gets a phone call. You're coming to the wedding. Kenish, you know. I don't understand my community. You come at Mamish Sachizer. Every day, twice a day, the morning and the night, that Rav calls. Efshir, you'll come to my wedding. Efshir, you'll come to my wedding. And after 2 weeks, he says, say it. I'll come tomorrow to your wedding. So the day the wedding comes, he gets dressed. The Rebbezin gets dressed. They were sure, you know, a car will wait outside the house to take him to the wedding. He said, well, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you know, no phone call, no car. They look at the invitation, the address. He said, okay, the east side, they'll go to the chasen. They take the subway, chleis, BQ, I don't exactly know. Up, down, chleis. They have to get, the kids said, they have to change to a bus, and you take another one, I'm not such a maven. Kids, after an hour and a half, they get to the wedding there. Up in the east side somewhere, I don't know exactly. The kids, they come to the wedding, and you know, the meaning in America is, they give you like little papers to know where to sit. Mishnah says, no, you could where you want, you choose. Then the chasana is, you know, they tell you, you have to sit here, you have to sit there. Kids, they look in the paper, the little tzettel, kids, nish gipas, the table was not gipas bichlal for her. Kids, the rabbis and tazal shiva, you know, megay tzorik, you know. We'll stay. Chasnut starts. The chuppah takes place. First bracha, second bracha, third bracha, bracha chachrisa. Kiilu is not there. So the Rebbe tells him, Rebbe, Nevgena he. Says, I came till here. I'll wait and dance with the chosin. So my chosin the kale. So the chosin comes out. He dances with the chosin, and again takes the subway. Back up and down. The kids after hour 12:30 by night, they come home. 2 years later, he married his granddaughter. She married Rabbi Chil Pedro, she was from Far Rockaway. And then again, it was almost 45 years ago, 50 years ago. Again, everyone came, Ali, you know, Rabban came, Rabbeishi came, Rabhutna, you know, how much, 10, 15 years after the war, how much people were there yet. And everyone was waiting on that chuppah to see who will get exactly a kibbut. He was there also. Rafael told me he was one of the people in that chasana. All the young bachim were schmoozing, like, you know, who's going to get the brachas. This was the red in that time. Who will get the brachas in this chashana chasana? So every brachataka, you know, man, is chashana people got. And then this young modern rabbi gets a bracha. Everyone was sure Mistami is the biggest supporter of the yeshivas, you know, the connections, the community, Mistami. No one knew. The acher that Avraham Yafan was nifter, as Rebbetzin said, that, you know, this person was the rabbi that invited him to that wedding. So she asked him after the wedding, why he gave him a kibbutz? He sent an invitation. He sent him. But why he gave him a bracha? Told him, ich bin a baal Musa. And then Musa, Rabbi Yisrael said, Tachas haro hatovo. If someone did bad to you, pay him back good. Tachas haro hatovo. But if you tell it to people, it's a gonish. You're doing it for yourself. Again, not to. So I'm oyser on you to tell no one in the world why I did it. Because man, I'm living. But I will not get no covet out of it. So I can be mekayim to Rabbi Yisrael. Tachas haro hatovo. So I heard this maaser like a year and a half ago from him. This Friday, I was Misboina. Misboina was a person that, you know, made me a haroe. I had to make a toven. It was very hard for me to make a toven, tachas haroe. But I remembered the story, and I was working on myself to come to the madrege that I could do tachas haroe a toven. So I was thinking over the mice, and I was Misboina, another the hell. Why did Balei Musa say tachas haroe a toven? from where it comes. The Oymek is as it. Not because Tam Tachas Aroa Tova. It's also a Madrege. The Bali Musar learn is no Musig if Haro. A person can do bad to you. There's no Musig if Haro in the world. No musik bichlal. I said over a couple times. Mamish b'ktzora, famous ma'aser. They say over that was two yidden that passed over the Holocaust. One, his number was 2256, and one his number was 2257. They were nifter. 2256 got a half a million palaces of gold. 2257 got a million palaces of gold. So 2256. Went over, I don't know where you go there, but he went to complain. He said, you know, you come in Tzarilam Emes, I was sure it's Emes. We're in Auschwitz in the same bunk. One day I was in the bottom bed, he was on the bunk bed. One day Fakel. One day I put on the tefillin, the other day he put on the tefillin. One Shabbos I worked and he rest, the other Shabbos Fakel. As I make him one day I ate kosher, he ate, we shared 50-50. We come to us that in Olam Emes, I got a half a million palaces, and he got a million palaces. This is Nishkin Oilam Ha'emes. So 2 days he got back an answer. He told him, you remember the last day in Auschwitz? You remember that when 2257, the Nazi shoot a bullet in his head, he fell on the floor, but he didn't die. So the Nazi sent the black dog to take off pieces from him. He was taking off pieces. I'm a biter, he didn't die. So the Nazis started to step on him, to step on him, to step on him. Till he died. It took 2 hours. Saw him Neroi. He picked up your eyes and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Ribbono shel Olam. 6 years Auschwitz. We don't know what 6 years Auschwitz. He saw him Shein Kedug Mosom. Put wires in the ear, took them out. All the stories that we heard, this is Golnish to what the highest Adam did for 6 years. Ribbono shel Olam, I'm asking one favor from you. I can't anymore. When the bullet will hit me, please take away my neshama right away. Please take away my neshama right away. And Hashem had to listen to you after 6 years of Auschwitz. And when the bullet hit you, you died right away. For that extra 2 hours that Yenim suffered so much, for that 2 extra hours, he got another half a million palaces of gold. So 2256 picks up his eyes and says, Ribbono shel Olam. So why you listen to me? 2 more hours and Lenetzach I will have double. Why you listen to me? I tell him it's too late. It's no Aroah. It's no Aroah in this world. It's no bad in this world. Chazal say lo, see, lovely, the goyim come to the Ribbono shel Olam, and they also ask for schar. When Hashem gives out the schar, they also come in line. Hashem says, the Romans, everyone is coming. Nazis, everyone comes. Chazal, what do you want? They say, well, we did for Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat we did for Klal Yisrael? The Havdil, there's a person who was Mezaki. He took 100 people, was Machzor B'tshuva. Ah, comes to the Shemayim, he wants to get paid. Hitler comes, you know what I did? I took 6 million people, I was Mezaki them to die like Kiddush Hashem. What's the difference? If you're mezake a guy to learn, it's mezake. He did it because he liked COVID. Makes a difference? But you will come to ask for your schar, right? He was mezake 6 million meals. Mamish, Kiddush Hashem. It's Rebel Chonah died in Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Baruch Hu tells him, when he's kavanto elo le'atzmecho, you don't get schar. Be'etzer, as if a person is mezake to learn, he says, oh, this Rosh Hashiva was mezake us to learn. If a person made bad for you, and he had to be aimed in the Nisaya, he's a shlech from the Ribbono shel Olam. It's no bad. It's no shlech. It's no bad bichlal. Tachas ha'aroi ha'tovo? It's not a midah. If you realize that he didn't do bad to you, he was a shlech from the Ribbono shel Olam. Or for kaporas aveiros, or for mezakeh and tzchusim. Tachas ha'aroi ha'tovo, for sure. So how you madgish that you maimin in the Ribbono shel Olam? When you go to the person that did bad to you and you pay him good, you call kulay say, ani maimin be'emunah shleima, sh'abayir yizborach shmoy. who manig b'chol aburim. Who levado yosa, no one else. A person has to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person nisyonos. Chodesh Elul comes, it's hard. Sometimes a person doesn't feel bichlal connected to the Elul. Mamash, no sheikhs, no sheikhs. See, Elul tzachnish. See, Elul tzachnish. Yeah, a little bit beginning is man, but this finishes in a couple of days. If it's no, if no sheikhs to Elul, in a couple of days, when the lachats will go down, finish. You know, the rabbi will try to make it starker a bit, but so. Will not help. It may not nearly merely. But that's the answer. Hashem feels you need to work on yourself. You need to menatzeach the Elul. Sometimes Hashem makes it hard in the beginning. And it looks hard to get there. Hard to break through. Sometimes it really looks hard to break through. But if a person manages, and a person manages to get there, to get there, to get there, a person has to know this is kriveh for everything. A person so much times during the day wants that this will be different, and this will be different, and this will be different, and this will be different. I want to say one little thing. I want, you know, dividing my mamish avoido pshuto le pshutayam. The pshuta has been to myself, I'm just speaking loud. I think maybe we have to speak closer to Rosh Hashanah. Why Taken no one manages to work on himself? I want to explain. Everyone knows when they stand in the line to get into the Rosh Yeshiva, yeah? When the new bocher comes, it's like a little tickle inside. Yeah? I remember when I was a bocher. Yeah? And I, you know, I tried to go to Panovich that 98 got a no, only one got a yes. Yeah? Here's 98 got a yes, one gets a no, yeah? And even so, it's such a lachatz. Why it's such a lachatz? Why? You know you're a good bacher, you're a bad bacher. Hope you're not here, thank you. But if you're a good bacher, you know you'd be accepted. You know you'd be accepted. So what? What is your problem? Why are you so nervous? Why are you so nervous? The talent's not. No, the mice could be, he'll say yes, could be, he'll say no. Yeah. So the guy prepares himself 2-3 weeks before. Story by Nishalaylam, Chazal tell us, Sifre Chaim ve Sifre Meisim Ptuchim. This is what Chazal tell us. Sifre Chaim ve Sifre Meisim Ptuchim. And a person is not nervous? Why it's like that? B'yisaydo, Elul didn't have to be that you have to work on himself to get nervous. Yeah, everyone is trying to work on himself to get nervous. It's a mandazach. Happy to forget, everyone was shaking. Lefnim zeis mi'Yisrael, zog Rabbi Yisrael, kol ish b'Yisrael, achozoi palotzus. Mikol koire Elul. They just said, Elul. Shabbos mevolchim. Chodesh Elul, yeh b'yoyim. They say, in time Rabbi Yisrael, the ladies were fainting as Rasnoshim. We yell, Vassar, Vassar, every time in Shabbos of Olchim Elul. People were scared. Today what happens is we work on themselves, everyone here that wants to work on Elul, can give me the recipe to get nervous. Yeah, I want to get nervous. Alevaya would feel this tickle. Yeah, some people maybe, for Ne'ilin, you know, the Kaddish, most Yiddish people already get already that, naturally that feeling. What is that? The answer is, this is the Kech Ditzahor. He's very smart. He doesn't tell you don't get nervous to Elul. He steals the Elul from us. He steals the Rosh Hashanah. And he tells us, listen, you daven last year, you daven this year, I'm telling you, you see the same. The rich stays rich, the poor stays worse, the Nebach stays Nebach, the Mutzach stays Mutzach. We don't see a change. So you really don't believe that nothing is happening. Tonish Redna said. But we have to speak in Egedi Yitzahor. This is the Parsha Shavua. Kiseitzel HaMilchoma. ורואיסו בשיביה אישי פסטויה, ורואיסו בו וחשקת בו, ולקחת לו בייסו, רב חסקל אברמסקי, הוא היה לשיר בלבטים. and Beit Vegan, Chazon Yecheskel. So, you know, Alabal about the Bat, the Torah was Matir, Heshis, if it's Torah, every time we mechuyot to be Meisal Nefesh, Alabal is Balabati would attack him. So he would start the shiur Balabati in Parshas Kiseitza, he would say, I want to tell you a yesod that I came out from the Parsha. When Hashem realized that you can't, he says that it's mutar. Vaisnois, because of Tirikula, Hashem thinks that we could manage. Only one place in the middle of the war that he feels that we can't, so he said, okay. Because Hashem never says, when you can't, he's matir. But Chazal says, Dibro Teira Kenegid Yetzirah. A person has to know, is a Muslim of Dibro Teira Kenegid Yetzirah. You have to know, this is what the Yetzirah is telling you. And in the Avodah of Elul, with the Sifrei Musar, that's Hashem will see as Sinishta Zeh. I say, Alamol, sometimes a person, you see, Mamish is rich, a sheikh. Rosh Hashanah passes, double. You see a person is a tzaddik the ganze yom, and he was a mini rich. Rosh Hashanah pass, poor she'en kedugmos. You don't understand? The first person didn't die, didn't go to shul Rosh Hashanah. Look, double. The other person, the sitter was wet. Talis was soaking. Look. Such a bad year. Well, what is the answer? I give you only two answers, a lot of answers. There's two answers that would be easy for us to start to the Rosh Hashanah. One answer is, like what we said, the first person Hashem says, listen, such a Rosha doesn't deserve garnish. I will give him a gishmak in life, no nisyonis, garnish, smooth, underwater, mamish, like slipping underwater, garnish. This year nothing will count to his account. The other person, listen, he davened so stark, but he's so white, he needs a lot of schusim. I will give him a hard year, but he will daven, and he will learn, and he will be double and double and double. Like 2257. He'll come to the Shemaim. See, Alamol HaBocha has taken himself when it comes to the soil, the Moshel. Yeah, everything, all your friends, you had in the old yeshivas, everything is over. No shaykh, it doesn't make a difference. You were choshev there, you're not choshev. It's over. It's nishne gea, it's history. Now the ma'isa, what you have here, you have. What you don't have. You're young yet. This is no fault you keep up with your friends. So you get married, you see, out nishne gea. You move then to different culture and different neighborhood, you don't meet the same people. Everything switches. When you were 2 years ago in your yeshiva, for hours you played ups of politics with Yenem to know if it's more shaykh to Yenem. Yeah, Yenem is bottom of Vutu. Out is off of an Ailam. The whole world is like this when you go later in life. Come up to the Shemaim, it's a garnish. Nothing is left from all these 70 years. But I'm telling you, not only when you come up to the Shemaim. Remember these words that I told you when you'll be 40. You'll see not even one nefkimina with one friend is staying. But not even one nefkimina with one friend. I'm telling you for myself, and I was friendly. No, none of Kamina. All my friends, I don't remember them, I have new friends. But there it does, everything changes. You come to the Shemaim, everything changes. So Hashem says, Nebach, that person didn't daven, give him good. This is one mahalach. So if I count, the more you daven could be bad. Some people, if I count, they daven, Hashem gives them bad. They don't daven, Hashem gives them good for a different reason. Person that Hashem didn't daven, he gets more money. That he's weiter, not giving tzedakah. Weiter, he goes to places that he's not allowed to go. He goes to hotels and he sees bad zachen. The other person davened very stark, but he's not hoping to do tshuva. Vaskamentar, Hashem said, takes away his money. He can't go to hotels. Hashem loves him. Hashem loves him. I'll tell you, Rav Ruda, it's late, but Rav Ruda man, I saw he said, not Rav David Kohen, because the Mashgiach is my saw. He said, two people, this is put it in Sifres Chochmo Musa, two people in the world, someone comes over to them, tells the first person, do Aveira, look in a picture you're not allowed to look. If not, I'll beat you up, I'll peel off your skin, I'll chop off your fingers, I'll assault it. So the halacha is, you mechuyot. an a lav, which is suach ilavach levachay nechim, it's a lav day reise. Die mechuyot to lawyer, calls my snap pikuach nefesh, you mechuyot. The first person said, do what you want, I'm not doing it. So, they chopped the finger, they peeled off the skin, they salted him, put him in a bed, and like this he lays, smelling bis till 120. Yeah, can move terribly. The other person looks, nothing will do tshuva, yeah? Chaval, the guy to zach, you know? Let him look 2 minutes. After all, you know, how much people look here. Anyway, I'll look for 2 minutes, then I'll be like everyone. I'll be okay later. He says, the first person, you know how much he's suffering. All of his life with terrible pain. Another person, upstairs in the shamayim, how much the second person will suffer? Has to be that he will suffer more from the first person. Because if he will suffer less, it's chaval to listen to Hashem. Don't listen, suffer less upstairs. Muzain that the tzar on one re'iyah. We don't understand what chet means. We don't understand what oynish means. Aber Hashem has rachamim. And he davens, and he directs us after we daven, that the isurim will mechaper this, and the more we daven, he gives us the isurim with the koyach to be over on it. Every Rosh Hashanah is mashpia. And you think you can't skip even one. Because if you skip one Rosh Hashanah, you don't know where you're holding. So the whole setup for you is more Averis, more Gashmias, more Bemelin, not to be ready for the next Rosh Hashanah. It's like a circle. Ramban says in Shara Gmul, sometime in one Rosh Hashanah, 70 years roll already after it, and you can't change them. A person has to chap himself to know Sidori Boina Shalom. So Bokhe will ask, Selemaise. So one Be'ez Hashem, and all the next week Be'ez Hashem, Taka to speak and avoid the Lemaise, but the beginning, the person has to take to himself. Chazal tell us you have to blow a shofar every day. You know, a lot of people miss it because they leave before they blow the shofar, yeah? But Chazal say you have to have a shofar. Chazal say you have to have the David Hashem Oiri twice a day. Every person has to have, every day, at least 5 minutes to be holding an Elul. To be holding that he wants to change himself. This is the first thing. The easiest thing to do it is with a Sefer Musa. To do it with a Shari Tshuva. To start to learn, the whole Seder, 10 minutes, 50, but at least 5 minutes. To learn maybe 10, 15 minutes. Sefer Musa, every day. Every day, even Friday. Even Shabbos. To hold yourself, I want to do tshuva. A person, Be'ez Hashem, will speak later, what is the 40 days, what you will do. A person can jump into Elul with plans to do. This is what Chazal set up for us. Here, Shai for 40 days. Now, David Hashem, Ayri, Musa, to learn Musa. When you get into that atmosphere, you can get ready to Rosh Hashanah. When a person is ready, he understands. So the first tanoge that Rabbi Yisrael said, I'm saying, is first to have a tfisa as his elul. Person has to misnaik be elul in a different kind of anoge. It's not fooling yourself. It's not called fooling yourself. It's when a person is behaving in a kind of behaving, so his net lemoshel, when a person is running in the street, you tell him information, he doesn't chap it. When a person is beyishuv hadas, he chaps it. When a person is in a matzav of elul, a person has taken himself, it's elul. I'm not doing things, lemoshel. Someone is shvach and davening in minyan. So he takes, I said, at least 3 things. Elul, I daven in minyan. A person is shvach and going in hat and jacket in the streets. He's mechazik himself in a hat and jacket in the street. A person is shvach erech sheirim, you know. And not that he eats kosher, but he relies on everyone, yeah? That's Reivish Kim Kashas. Elul, I'll be mad with what I eat. A person in the Moshe, Birkas Anemim, for him is, you know, Niyavid Varoi, he's mad with Birkas Anemim, Birkas Amozim, doesn't make a difference what. To try to find 3 little things, not to take it forever, for Elul. 3 little hanogas that you feel that will misada you. That makes later story. Not to go to things that he normally does. Everyone has his place that he could go into the Elul. If a person gets himself into Elul, So Be'ezras Hashem, next week we could start to speak on Avodas Lemaaseh, what is the lawyers to take, Taka, as we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya to miscall the Ribbono Shel Olam.